Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand here at Master Investor. If you're new to our community, make sure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. Check out the link in the description to have access to our digital courses. We have 3 ebooks right now available in stores. You can find them on Kindle if you'd like to have a paperback and go to Amazon. We also have that there available. And there are the 10 new rules of money, how to build cash flow with internet term passive income on, and how to invest in crypto to build wealth, understanding Bitcoin and blockchain. We are releasing our 4th ebook in the next month or so. Stay tuned. And of course, we are working on our 5th, and more products are being released very soon. So when you get in today in one of our digital courses, you will get our ebooks from our website, which we highly recommend, because there you'll find that each book has turned into a vivid digital course, which is adding more value into our packets at the end of the day than getting it through Amazon or Kindle, because you'll have additional assets. And we are adding more assets as we move along. We are updating the data in there, so if we need to do a change on the content of the book, we'll release a new edition. You will have that for free. And any other asset that we will add in there after you get in, you'll always have those assets at no additional cost. And we're adding exclusive interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, celebrities, new entrepreneurs, and anybody that can help us understand more about the topic of that ebook. Whatever book that we're talking about, we're going to do that with each ebook. So go to our website, get into our digital courses, because at the end of the day, it's going to provide value and something that we can't lose. We're not going to lose on that transaction. It's going to be more than a win-win relationship that we're creating here, because it's putting financial education in our minds and it's giving us the tools, resources, and networks to build true wealth. Today's topic is central bank digital currency, potential impact of central bank digital currencies on the future of money. Yesterday, we talked about the difference between fake assets and cash flowing assets and how to spot the difference, how to understand how to build our asset column with real assets and avoid having money being invested in fake assets. And that happens when the person has lack of financial education. And there's a reason why there's a lack of financial education in the world, specifically in schools. And we're going to talk about that today. And it's a topic that I love to cover because it boils down to what we're going to be discussing today. The Federal Reserve Bank, and of course, the Central Bank Digital Currency, also known as CBDC. If you have any questions, make sure you drop it below in the comment section. We're also doing a live stream on different platforms as I'm recording this podcast today, because we want to encourage everyone to go ahead and start building the asset column. And we have audiences from all over social media, so we want to make sure that we capture every single moment that we're doing a live stream and of course a podcast. So we're here simultaneously given the good and bad news of money, the business principles of working on economies, ensuring that we are building our asset column with real assets. And we need to understand the history of money. We need to cover some things that maybe are dual, mechanical, and boring in many instances, but nonetheless, they're very important. And a lot of times when we're building our wealth, we need to do things that we may not want to do, but we have to, because it's required for us to go ahead and get the ultimate reward, which is total freedom. The reason why we want to invest in sound assets is that they produce passive income whenever we're not working, meaning that we can do whatever we want and still be able to get paid. We don't have to be attached to a job or a person or an organization. We are controlling our companies, and our companies are controlling assets that are producing passive income and capital gains income. Summary. Investing in our financial education is never too late, even if it was robbed from us. Knowing how CBDCs operate will help us be more ready for the future, such as a society without cash. It is possible that the Federal Reserve Bank is not what we think it is. First, let's define central bank digital currency, CBDC. According to the Federal Reserve System Board of Governors, a CBDC is widely accessible digital version of central bank money. Money that is the central bank's liability is referred to as central bank money. Currently, the Federal Reserve issues physical currency, and commercial banks hold digital balances maintained by the Federal Reserve are the two forms of central bank money in the United States. Before we introduce the details and the theory on the banishment of cash, let's talk about two things. First, the Federal Reserve Bank was established as a criminal institution, and second, financial knowledge was purposefully and ruthlessly removed from the school systems. The education conspiracy of the Federal Reserve considered the following: who decides what is taught in our schools and who governs education? John D. Rockefeller established the General Education Board in 1903. The reasons he founded this organization were highly debated. Some claim he made it to enhance learning. Some claim he did this to take control of the U.S. educational system. And if we do history, right, and we go back and we understand everything that we're speaking right now, we tend to fall in the category of taking control of the U.S. educational system, because once they do that, then what happens? We control the minds of the population of the world, because majority of people are sent to where? To the schools. And majority of people have been taught to what? To go to universities, to get a high-paying job, to work for the corporation of the wealthy. So at the end of the day, it boils down to each of us deciding which player, which jersey do we want to wear. Do you want to be a business owner? Do you want to be an inside investor? Do you want to have freedom? If the answer is yes, then you need to wear those jerseys. And yes, you're going to call yourself an entrepreneur at the end of the day, because that's who we are. And there's nothing is wrong with that. If you're having a job that you don't like, you instantly can become an entrepreneur by positioning yourself with the right mindset, with the right group of people, with the right mentors, and start building passive income. And it can start with one digital product. It can start with something as small as even art. Something that you're passionate about can turn into a whole $1 million cash flow in business. And we said that in order to make $1 million per year on positive cash flow, we need to be cash flowing per day $2,750+, and we will be over $1 million per year. Now, that is not that much when we look at it like that, and it's not that much when we know that we are going to get that through systems, not by us selling one by one. No, we're not going to do sales one-on-one. We're going to do sales via systems, through sales funnels. In fact, we don't even need to have our faces on the videos. It's not recommended if you don't want to, because we're building digital assets, and a lot of those assets are maybe affiliate partners that we're promoting products for. And we're doing it through sales funnels, and those sales funnels have already videos in them, because they give us those tools and marketing tools to bring in sales. They're interested in us bringing in more leads that turns into paying customers to those companies. So there are many ways that we can turn our passions and can start building passive income today. We don't need to have tremendous amount of experience to get started. Like I said, it's better to start right now. Even though we may not know everything, we can always learn along the way, but it's important that we take that first step. So if you're watching this video and you're already making millions of dollars, then also any of our ebooks and courses will help you get a new twist, a new perspective that will take your $50 million to a next level, because everything that we have here comes from the ultra wealthy mindset, and we have a great team behind us, and we can guarantee that if you don't like our information, we have a money back guarantee. So, and at the end of the day, we have not ever received anything that back or any, you know, any refund or anything like that, because we stand by the information that we give. So, but if there's any issue on that aspect, then we guarantee money back. And a lot of times people can keep the information too. So if you download the ebook, I mean, you download it into your smart device, you can ask for the money back, you have the money back in that. But we trust in what we do. And it's important that we cover everything that we're going to be talking about today on the Federal Reserve Bank and the CBDC, because it is time for us to update our minds with the new rules of money, to have the context of the wealthy, so that we can have the right content. Because if we don't have the right context, if we don't have the proper framework, then whatever we're talking about money will not go into our minds, because the individual is operating with the wrong mindset. So it takes on learning and replacing. And it's not about trying to forget about what we were taught. No, it's about replacing it and updating it. It's like doing a refresh on our memory and making sure that we're now operating with the new rules of money and building wealth. It's the new economy. Everything is going digital. So welcome to a pretty much soon to be cashless society. Everything is digital. So 1903, that's when the General Education Board was established by John D. Rockefeller. The reasons he founded the organization were debated, right? So some people thought that it was for learning and others to take over the educational system. Andrew Carnegie, another baron, was promoting his foundation for the advancement of teaching at the same time. It appears that Rockefeller and Carnegie were attempting to shape the American educational agenda in order to decide what subjects students may be taught in the classrooms. We would like to know what their agenda was. Some claim that Rockefeller and Carnegie were working for the benefit of future generations, while others make the exact opposite claim. Reports from 60 to 100 years ago contain hard-to-believe provocative information from reliable sources, according to many. They are accusing Rockefeller and Carnegie of planning a crime against the citizens of the United States. Which offenses were they? Removing all financial instruction from the school system, so destroying any genuine future these kids may have. Children could never become business owners or entrepreneurs without this knowledge. No, they would develop into something far more significant for Carnegie and Rockefeller. They would have no choice but to serve as employees for the powerful financial titans. With decades of experience behind us, we can now look back on those reports and see some merit in their worries. In order to undermine the American spirit, Rockefeller and Carnegie turned to the educational system. Americans are people who emigrated from their native countries in search of an opportunity to live better lives, a chance to realize the American dream, and freedom from oppression. Because of this, Americans' DNA is too strong, independent, and ambitious to be dominated by the wealthy and powerful, too powerful to be just workers. Those who were critical of Carnegie and Rockefeller held the view that in order for the wealthy and powerful to continue controlling the American people and their money, the country's spirit needed to be undermined and the people forced to rely on government assistance and employment. The very people in command of the school system will own American minds once the spirit was crushed. The reason this matters to the elites is because they can now control majority of people's thoughts and influence the world, do to or think almost anything. This is the true reason our schools do not teach financial literacy. Controlling our finances is a primary objective of the mind control operation. Federal Reserve Bank establishment. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve Bank, the second participant in this conspiracy. Following years of financial instability and threat of World War I, Congress established the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913. Fearing a panic, Americans believed that a national bank will chill them. This occurs frequently. Fear-mongering allows the government to seize additional authority. Even though several of our founding fathers opposed central banks and believed they were unconstitutional, this nonetheless happened. It was explained to American residents that the Federal Reserve will maintain a reserve of liquid assets and permit credit and currency to fluctuate in response to changes in the country's economy. President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act into law on December 23, 1913, thereby founding the Federal Reserve. Four general duties comprise the Federal Reserve as it exists today. Number one, by affecting the availability of credit and money in the economy. It implements the country's monetary policy. Put another way, the Fed modifies credit and money policies to achieve the closest practicable state of full employment and stable prices. Number two, in order to safeguard the country's financial stability as well as the purported credit rights of individuals, it oversees and controls banks and other significant financial institutions. Number three, in addition to containing any potential systemic risk, it preserves the stability of the financial system. Think establishing exceptionally low interest rates during the recession. Number four, it offers financial services to foreign officials, institutions, American financial institutions, and the U.S. government. But experts believe that the Federal Reserve Bank can only do two things: generate money out of thin air and lend money that they do not possess. As an aside, it is critical to realize that the Federal Reserve Bank is neither a bank nor is a federal. It also lacks reserves. However, as previously said, the Federal Reserve Bank is able to manage the U.S. money supply. Note, the Federal Reserve Bank should not be referred to as the Fed. Rather, we aim to emphasize how ridiculous the fake moniker they employ to deceive the audience is. How CBDCs operate. Do we recall when we first discussed CBDCs? Let's talk about how they function. Now, sit tight, everything is connected at the end of the day. CBDC come into varieties: wholesale and retail. Wholesale CBDs are compatible to storing reserves in a central bank, claim in Investopedia. The central bank grants an institution an account to deposit funds or use to settle interbank transfers. Then central banks can control lending and set interest rates by utilizing monetary policy instruments like reserve requirements or interest on reserve balances. Moreover, retail CBDCs are digital currencies used by businesses and consumers that are backed by the government. The risk that private digital currency issuers will go bankrupt and forfeit their clients' investments is eliminated by retail CBDCs. Two varieties of retail CBDCs exist. The ways that different users obtain and utilize their money vary. One, retail CBDCs that are token-based can be accessed using either public or private keys, or both. Users can conduct transactions anonymously with the validation technique with the keys. Number two, to access an account-based retail CBDCs require digital identification. ups and downs for CBDCs. There are advantages and disadvantages to employing CBDCs. Advantages include increased payments and efficiency, financial inclusion, and easier fiscal and monetary policy implementation. What is the downside? The primary concern regarding CBDCs is the potential for privacy to be violated. In the event that a digital currency system came under their jurisdiction, governments and central banks might monitor financial activities. Additionally, keep in mind the potential consequences for traditional financial institutions, as well as the risk related to cybersecurity and technological failures. Given this, why promote the idea of society without cash? We may ask. The hypothesis about the development of a society without cash. We can say, exceptionally, there are exceptionally talented educators out there that we can look in history and we can learn from, so that we can actually have access to this information that is not really found in the schools. So once we have this information, as long as we apply, then we have the power. A legitimate instructor will help us understand all of this. Most individuals will agree that there are two primary justifications for having a cashless world. Negative interest rates are the first explanation. Negative interest rates are determined by the Federal Reserve. Assume for the moment that the Federal Reserve sets interest rates of 5%. Each bank that maintains money reserves with the Federal Reserve Bank is required to pay 5% of that amount. It is crucial to realize that the banks are being penalized for not making that loan. The banks bear the cost of saving the money. That is the meaning of a negative interest rate. The banks lend all of the money into the real economy because they don't want to pay the 5%. Now that there is more money in the economy, consumption and product purchases are increased. Additionally, savings are reduced. And that is called inflation, right? When the prices rises of things and people start panicking and they try to save more. They lack financial education, and that's not a way out to come out of a crisis. The way to come out of a crisis is by investing. And even when the economy is up, we're still investing. When the economy is down, we're investing even more because we have financial education. So the power is in the financial education. That's what makes us wealthy. I don't want us to think that it's the money that makes us wealthy. Money is a tool that we would use to leverage ourselves to riches and acquire real assets that produce positive cash flow into our pockets whenever we're not working. But we're going to make sure that money is our slave. We're going to tell money what to do. That's why everything that we're covering in right now is important to grasp and have in our memory bank as we move forward. Since the banks are also charging them interest, none of the people who are borrowing money from them want to lose money. Thus, they must spend the funds. How do they go about things? They use it up. They purchase brand new homes, vehicles, everything. They don't make any savings. Keynesian economists predict that this will result in a boom in economy. The purchases are supporting the economy as long as the money is passing through different hands. Nothing is better for society, according to a Keynesian, than for everyone to spend every penny they make and save none. However, there is an issue. Economist and a specialist in international banking, Richard Werner, has identified the issue as the bank's failure to lend the reserves they have with the Federal Reserve banks. There's no rise in credit, no rise in consumption, and thus no flourishing economy because the reserves are not being given out. The theory of negative interest rates is also false. This gets us to the second justification. Based on studies, we can conclude that governments and Federal Reserve Bank favor a cashless world. One little known aspect of a cashless society is the power of the government to perform bail-ins or of our surplus output is stored in this banking system as digital currency in the event that there is no cash in circulation. Our money is now at risk. It cannot be kept secure in our house safe or beneath our mattress. Why does that matter? Uncle Sam is deeply in debt, trillions of dollars, over 34 trillions of dollars nationally debt right now. And it's good news to us because that means inflation rises for the one that is financially educated. So everybody here in our community is getting financially educated. So that means it's good news for us because we can get wealthier. We're going to use that into our advantage because banks are now even more so lending money. They need to lend more money, okay? Because that's how the economy works. The reason why inflation rises is because the governments are printing more and more money, and then the dollar becomes worthless and worthless, and for more reason we need to learn how to move money from the savings account, if you have it there, to a cash flowing asset, and then the proceeds of that cash flowing asset into a different cash flowing asset, hopefully for a different asset class if possible, because we want to diversify among the five different asset classes that exist. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. They all require financial education. That's what we're going to cover each asset class in all of our products here at Master Investor. Examine the historical actions of indebted governments. They embezzle our money, the money of their inhabitants. If our money was digital, Uncle Sam could swoop in and steal it all for himself, and there would be no way for us to get it out of the bank. He may just swoop in and use our money to pay off his 20 plus trillion dollars in debt, and rising debt actually, 34, we checked a few days ago. Now, while this makes a lot of sense, it is not the primary justification for their desire to outlaw cash transactions. The true motivation behind the cashless society. Then why is there a real desire for a cashless society? The money from the Federal Reserve Bank cannot enter the economy since the banks are unwilling or unable to lend their reserves. Therefore, all banks will essentially be required to pay a tax on these reserves that are held at the Federal Reserve Bank if the Federal Reserve Bank were to set interest rates to minus 5%. As a result, banks merely request the barest amount of reserve. The system's reserve capacity is subsequently reduced as a result. Less reserves in the system indicates a reduced capacity to provide loans, which in turn results in fewer loans. It's not good for the economy because the banks are in the business to lend money, so that's why they need to print more money. No, just to be clear, the reserves are needed to support the deposits that are generated by the loans themselves. The banks are not lending out the reserves. Stated differently, the reserves enable the loans without the banks having to lend the reserves themselves. So it's literally printing money from thin air. And we can do the same thing legally by having cash flowing assets. And if we're getting them with the government's money and the bank's money, even better, right? If we can raise capital because the government becomes our partner. And how we get money from the government? We call it phantom cash flow. In real estate, right? We get passive income, and inside that passive income, we can find phantom cash flow, which is income that shows up in somewhere else through appreciation, depreciation, taxes, etc. And because we're doing what the government wants us to do in the tax code, which is invest in housing, oil, in housing in like low income areas, specifics that they want us to invest in so that we can improve the economy. And when we do that, they become our partner, and the banks also become our partner because the banks are in the business to help the economy grow and lend money. They're not in the business to save worthless money. Savers are losers because saving money is losing money in today's economy. August 15, 1971, President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money, fake money, currency, and just an idea backed up by confidence. In 1974, petrodollar agreement was signed between Saudi Arabia and the United States, which basically said that all countries around the world must trade their currency into the US dollar before they go and purchase oil from Saudi Arabia. So it puts the US dollars the number one currency in the world. However, that agreement is being broken today as we speak, because Saudi Arabia is saying, we're gonna sell to whoever we want. And without being US dollar currency. So they can use the currency of their country, and we're gonna accept that. And they're doing it already. So what that means, everything is going digital. And today the governments are actually accepting digital currency 100%. So we need to understand everything that we're covering here, because this is the foundation to build a successful financial future for ourselves. If you have any questions, let me know. We are now approaching the juiciest stuff. Small retail banks are under a great deal of strain because of these negative interest rates. Due to increased government oversight, negative interest rates make it harder for small banks to lend money and raise their costs. This raises the cost to the customer and makes it more difficult to grant loans. Small retail banks have to nickel and dime their customers to death since they are unable to turn a profit through traditional lending. From the perspective of the customer, this greatly reduces their competitiveness. What does the Federal Reserve Bank want to set up the tiny retail banks in this way, then? According to research, the impact of these negative interest rates on smaller banks leads to their merger and the closure of federal branches. Consequently, traditional banks, those that lend money to companies for investments, have been heavily pressured. Negative interest rates essentially aim to drive out small banks and consolidate the banking industries and industrialized nations, hence increasing concentration and control within the financial industry. This is particularly troubling because most of the productive lending in the actual economy comes from these tiny retail banks. These banks provide loans to small and medium-sized companies that boost output, spark economic expansion, reduce income disparity, and control inflation. However, if the tiny retail banks fail, the major banks will end up with all of the business. The issue is that small and mid-sized companies are of no interest to these institutions. Large transactions that financialize the economy and inflate asset bubbles are essentially the only things these major banks are actually interested in doing. Things are about to become crazy. Final destination of a cashless society. Let's quickly review. Cash is not permitted. The Federal Reserve Bank squeezes all those tiny retail banks until they got out of business by dropping interest rates into the negative territory. Because small and mid-sized firms are the foundation of economic growth, their inability to obtain capital causes the real economy to contract. Oh, please protect us, we can't get ahead in the real economy anymore, is how the common individual looks to the Federal Reserve Bank and the government for assistance. No problem, there is a Federal Reserve Bank Guarantee Fund. the Federal Reserve Bank and the government say our term thus every citizen uses the Federal Reserve Bank guarantee fund to invest their hard-earned money in the economy. Since the Federal Reserve Bank is the only remaining safe game in town, all of the inhabitants are now invested in it. They are compelled to wager on speculation, asset values, and bubble timing. Hence, all of these bubbles are getting bigger and greater as the actual economy contracts and the financial economy grows rapidly. The Federal Reserve Bank is aware of this and anticipates that eventually the entire scheme will collapse. The major banks then approach the Federal Reserve Bank and demand bail us out. There is a systemic risk. That's when the Federal Reserve Bank responds no, glancing at the larger institutions. They permitted them to fail. Then both the large and the small banks were destroyed by the Federal Reserve Bank. The lone player in town is the Federal Reserve Bank. They are in complete control of the credit and money. They have control over us if they own the credit and the money. And the true cause of a cashless society is that control. After there is only the Federal Reserve Bank and bank credit options have been eliminated, the Federal Reserve Bank will handle all transactions, money generation, and money allocation. We are aware that the conspiracy is really large. What then should we do about it? Here at Master Investor, we still encourage all for studying and investing in our financial literacy daily. Seek out bright minds to learn from and surround ourselves with more intelligent individuals than us. Stated differently, place our money on real cash flow and assets that we control with our companies, particularly our financial education. Make sure you start investing on yourself every day, moving forward on a financial plan that we have, something that we can achieve, right? So we need to write down 10 different goals a day. And, you know, it depends on who you are. Every case is different, but make sure that you have actions. How are we going to launch our first business? Where are we going to acquire our first system so that we can begin to collect emails and grow our networks? Because whatever we do when it comes to building passive income, we need to have clients. We need to have those leads that are coming in. How are we going to raise that capital? We need to bring either clients to an affiliate partner. And I always suggest, even if you're doing affiliate partnerships, if we're starting out, because that way you don't need to create the product. You can just get started to do the marketing and use systems to send in leads. But we need to capture those leads. We don't want to be doing marketing and not capturing leads and not creating passive income. You know, we want to capture those leads, get those leads to be closed, because maybe those leads might need something that we require them to see before they go ahead and purchase. So we might have to send something to them for the next week. Some people require 13 times before they actually of communication before they actually go ahead and purchase. So we need to build rapport with them, and the only way we can do that is by having an email autoresponder, which is basically a system that will collect all those emails and would allow us to send emails to them, personalized to them, with one click, and can be scheduled on autopilot to be sent every 2 days, every 3 days, however we want to set it. And we can also do copywriting using a code, or we have to just paste the campaign and it populates the entire campaign. So the entire emails are already created for us. So we can actually get in position to start building passive income. So there shouldn't be any excuses why you're not creating passive income today. I don't care if you like your job, and if you don't like your job, then even with more reason, you should start investing in your financial education, because that will be the fastest way to leave that job successfully. And you want to leave that job and not go into another job that you're going to dislike very soon, even after you start. Because yes, maybe it's a new crowd, new environment, so everything feels good, but is that truly what you want to do in life? Are you truly following your passions? Are you living through purpose in life? What are we going to do in the next 24 hours? It starts today, either one day or day one. It's our life is our choice at the end, right? Do we start today or do we gonna leave things for tomorrow? And that tomorrow never comes because comfortable comes in now as priority for people. Secure, right? People want to be secure and comfortable, and then they think about getting wealthy. We need to make sure that we have our priorities properly set. Number one, become wealthy. Then comfortable, number two, and then number three, secure. When we achieve wealth, okay, when we become wealthy, we'll have comfort. We will have financial security for sure. But if you chase security, right, if you want to be secure, you have a high-paying job, and that's what you want to have, a paycheck, and you want comfort, and then you decide to maybe think about becoming wealthy, then it's probably not going to happen because it requires time. It requires energy. It requires understanding all of the things that we're talking about. Every single day we're here on a live stream teaching our community about financial education and how to improve our financial IQ. Today we learned so much about the Federal Reserve Bank. We know that it's not real federal, right? It has no reserve. Is in charge to print money, and they decide, and they control the economy, and they decide when the economy is going to crash and so forth. So, hey, we understand that, and what we can do is prepare for any type of economy by doing the exact same thing that they do, which is print money. The economy works with printing money, meaning that when we want to achieve something, we can say, okay, the money is already available. Now we just need to bring it into existence. And there are many ways that we can raise capital. Our fourth ebook is called How to Raise Capital to Build Wealth, because the job number one of an entrepreneur is to raise capital. And the number one skill is to sell without selling, using systems and smart marketing. When we combine those two things together, then we definitely have excess of positive cash flow coming in from our assets that we are going to either build or acquire. And then the excess of that cash flow is going to be designated through an expense as an investment. In other words, it's going to end up back in our investment column and our asset column, because we're going to treat it as an expense with a plan to work in our asset column. It's going to acquire a different asset on a different asset class for passive income specifically, and sometimes capital gains income, because in some instances, some of the assets will only bring capital gains income, but we will know that before we will even get the asset. We will know exactly the return on investment, which will be measured with facts, not opinions. We talked about that all the time, and that's how we avoid making mistakes when we're investing, because since we're going to be calling the shots, we're the ones incorporating the companies, we're the ones building the asset column, we're the ones creating financial freedom. We need to focus on creating assets that run on themselves. And it can start with one digital product. Like I said, it could be even a clothing brand that you want to start. You don't have to have the physical clothing with you. You can do print on demand. There are many different ways we can monetize our passions. But the number one thing we need to have is financial education, because when we do have financial education, we understand that in order to build a business that is successful and it will run on itself, we need to have the eight integrities of the cash flow triangle, which we explain inside of our digital course and ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On. But basically, the eight integrities that exist inside of a successful business or any big business. And when we're establishing a new business, we should definitely start with those eight integrities. And there are mission, team, leadership, cash flow, communications, systems, legal, and product. And once we understand that a successful business has those integrities, then we can begin to see a whole different perspective when we're building our own business, because now we understand that, hey, it's not just about us. This is a business that is solving a problem to the world. And this is our market. This is the client that is looking for the solution that we have right now. And this is our marketing channels that we have right now. This is our sales. This is how it's bringing direct sales, because a business is there, is built to solve a problem and is built to raise capital from the front end, from direct sales, because it's selling a product that is in high demand in the market. And also from the back end, meaning that the business has the A integrities established in the business, the ones that I just mentioned. And because it does have those A integrities, then it becomes a very attractive deal for the banks and private lenders. Because now we can even family and friends, because now we have paperwork. Now we have something that is very valuable. It's not just a commodity. Is a true brand, because it has intrinsic value and it has business integrity. It is creating a profit, and it's, we have something that is protected in it that no other competitor can take away from us. It could be intellectual property, a logo, trademark, register. It could be a combination of all of them, right? A patent. That's how we turn a company into a brand. So starting small, it's a great start. Don't underestimate starting with baby steps, because every day counts. If we do something every day for a whole year, we definitely will be above the average by the end of that year. That's why I want to use this channel, Master Investor, as an example, because we are growing tremendously every single day. And of course, our podcast as well, right? I mean, we've been doing a live stream and a podcast since the year started. We've been doing live streams and videos and so forth for many years now, but since the year started, we committed that, okay, we're gonna give one live stream a day, podcast a day, you know, and just make sure that we're providing great content to our community to empower everyone here at Master Investor to take their life to the next level and give the real information that we are really missing out in the world, right? People don't really want others to know that this information, because this breaks you free from all the forces out there that are trying to keep people unaware that there is a way out. There is a way to the American dream. And we have more support here in these times than ever before due to the technology. We can literally position our products and companies in front of the entire world like never before. I mean, 100 years ago, people could not do this, what we're doing today. So we must take action. There's no reason why we shouldn't be making $1 million per year. Unless you don't want to achieve $1 million, whatever it is that you want to achieve, just know that it's very possible, because you just have to break it down per day. There are affiliate partners that will pay high ticket items, meaning that they're high commissions based on the product that we are promoting for them. And there are low ticket items. So whatever it is that you need to make per day to supplement your existing job or to create the lifestyle that you want, it is possible. Break it down, do the math, crunch the numbers, and figure out which one's gonna be the first asset that it's going to put towards that amount that we need to make per day. If you wanna learn how not to work for money, how to have a lifestyle that is totally paid for by your asset columns, then this channel is for you, because it's going to help you improve your leadership skills, understanding the history of money. So the Federal Reserve Bank was founded in 1913. That's a good year to remember this, because the Federal Reserve Bank is the reason why things are happening in the economy. And when we understand who's controlling everything, then we have a better chance of winning at the game of money. And we must keep it super simple always when it comes to investing. If it's too complicated, then it's probably not a good deal. And the numbers work, they work in a good deal. The numbers do not work in a bad deal. It's simple, crunch the numbers. Everything should be based on facts, regardless of what the broker and the current owner or the person who's in charge of the asset, that if we're buying an existing business or a commercial real estate property, or maybe we're listening to some news on crypto or whichever asset class we're going into, make sure we are doing our due diligence. Make sure that we base our return on investment with facts, not opinions. And we do our entire procedure when it comes to figuring out that if that's an asset or not, whether that is something that we want to get into, if that is going to improve our bottom line, is that going to run on itself? How much money would it bring me back after I obtain it? How fast would I get my money back? In how many months, how much time? And after I get my money back, how much am I going to continue to get? All of these questions must be answered before we even get into any investment. However, today we can start online very fast, creating a digital store. We don't have to have a lot of capital to start. In fact, many of the platforms and systems that we need to start with, they're free. So we don't need money to make money. What we need to have is financial education. Once we have that education, then we need to apply. And when we apply, we use tools that are free. And then we begin to raise capital through sales. A lot of people have money in their bank account. If that really makes them wealthy, then why are they not making more money with that money? Because it's not money that makes them wealthy. What makes them wealthy is what we have inside of us. That's what makes a person wealthy. It's not the money. So focus on bringing in more value into our minds every day. Have a plan that we can accomplish every single day. We must have something in the next 24 hours. Like right now, I know exactly what I'm going to do for the rest of my day. I have every single hour planned out, literally. And if you don't like to do it every hour, then do it like every 3 hours, like whatever. If you don't want to feel like you're micromanaging yourself, I like to have every single hour optimized to the best version of my goals, my lifestyle in the future. Okay, what am I seeing myself doing in 5 months from now and a year from now? And then kind of reverse engineer that to what I need to do right now in the next 24 hours to get me closer to that person that I'm aspiring to be. And it takes commitment, discipline. We need to build a thick skin because the world is somewhat mean, if you will. We're going to get feedback. People are going to hate, dislike, right? We're going to get all of these things. We're doing great things. And you have to have a thick skin. And we always say here is just feedback. Whether it's good or bad, it's feedback. We got to focus. Stay on ourselves. Stay looking at that mirror and improving ourselves. Honing down every day on whatever we need to do in order to become greater than we were yesterday. And that's what I say before. Study the greats and become greater than them. And it's possible because we have more technology. And that's the only shortcut really in life, is to learn from those people that have walked where we want to go. And that's the wisdom that we can get from them. And we can avoid unnecessary mistakes. But we need to be humble enough to listen more, apply more in our lives, and of course, help more people become more generous. If anything will make us wealthier, is by thinking for other people. It's by solving other people's problems. So I want us to wrap this amazing talk with knowing that we have the ability to tap in into unlimited wealth by utilizing the new rules of money, by understanding the history of money, right? This is all financial education. Understanding who is in control of the monetary system and what is happening in the next decades with it. Where are we heading to? So that we can catch early trends. That's how we become ultra wealthy too, very fast. Today is all about the speed, need for speed. Everything that we do should be with speed, including our investments. And high performance investments come from actually our financial education. The more financial intelligence we have, the higher return on investments we will get, for sure. And the lower risk, if you will, because it's going to be a calculated risk. It's not investing that makes investment risky, right? It's not the investing that is risky. It's the investor behind the investment. Who is running it? Who is behind it? Does he or she has financial education? What's the experience? What's the team? Who's going to manage the operation? All of that counts. And the banks do not care about our GPAs, our school. They care about our financial knowledge. If we understand how to read financial statements, can we control the cash flow? Can we manage debt? can we make sure that that money will be paid every single month back to the bank? Because now we're going to partner up with the bank. They're going to lend us money. We're going to use their money to become wealthy. And we need to make sure that we can show them that there's a team in place, everything is in place to take over the operation and run it successfully. So do we need a college degree to become wealthy? No. And because the school systems were created for, all the schools were created to create employees and soldiers. So the school system was primarily used to control the minds of the entire population of the world so that the wealthy can keep more wealth. But it doesn't mean that we don't have access to that wealth. It just means that they just didn't want everybody to know these secrets. But now we know because we're spreading them through our financial education here at Master Investor, and we're talking about the possibilities that we all have in front of us today by using technology, artificial intelligence, the knowledge that we're sharing here through our channels, and everything that we're doing inside our community is to empower each member in it, to give us the tools, the resources, the knowledge, and the top-notch information about building wealth, taking control. We're not going to ever encourage anyone to give your money away to anybody to invest it for you. I don't care how good of return investment they're saying or the company saying they will give you. I always will encourage the individual, the investor, to invest that money into themselves and learn about whichever asset class they want to go into. So if they're excited because somebody's telling them they're going to invest it for them and they're going to get them this return, then it's better to get a seminar on that asset class and learn about that asset, and then you do it yourself. That's how we do it here at Master Investor. We are all building our asset column independently. We're not giving our money away to anybody. We're keeping 100% of everything. And of course, if we're partnered up with an affiliate partner, right? Doing affiliate marketing, those are direct sales. Some of those products will be subscriptions. Some of those products will be a one-time payment. And as long as the client maybe buys in the future, we will always be linked to that client, okay? And if we capture that client's email and name, like I mentioned earlier, by having a capture page, and instead of sending them directly to that sales page of that company, we will capture their name and email, and then we will send them over there so that they can go ahead and purchase their solution that they're looking for. But we also now have their email, which is something very personal, and it's something that means money. At the end of the day, having somebody's email, using it in the proper way and communicating with them with value, that means that we have money right there sitting. So the money's in the emails, but we need to learn how to nurture them with valuable information that they're looking for. There are two types of people when it comes to the internet: people that are looking for information and those who are looking for a product to solve the problem that they have. So at the end of the day, we need to ask ourselves these questions: what type of problems do we want to solve in the world? What systems are we going to use to do the marketing so that we don't have to be there selling the products or services, right? How fast can I get started? I would like to get a cash flow. I would like to have my money working hard for me. How can I put this clothing line in front of millions of people using a simple ad? Today, even the ads will be created for us on autopilot because they have AI embedded in the entire process. So you can either choose to do it manually and you choose everything that you want specifically, or you let the artificial intelligence guide us through the entire process, which make it easier for us to even make passive income on autopilot. So regardless of what age we have, it's not too late to get started. A lot of people have made their fortunes after they're 50 years old, okay? Now we are seeing more millionaires than ever before at a young age because of technology. So if you're in the edge of starting a podcast, a live stream, a channel, or just a channel with videos, maybe starting a brand, today's the time to do it. Don't wait tomorrow, because we can capitalize on early trends, and maybe the idea that you have right now could be an early trend. So put it through the test. Remember the eye of the needle. Push that idea through the eye of the needle, where you put the string on a needle. We have to push that idea through that little hole. And if it can go through that without us being in there, because we can fit. We cannot go through that small hole. The idea has to go through there and then come on the other side and be profitable. Anyway, bringing the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Thank you for spending time on this amazing day today. Bye for now.